streetlights historically in Port Erin have been, well, they've been aging. We've had sodium lights in various places and we've been replacing them as and when they need replacing. Earlier in the year, well, last year, the board budgeted to replace the whole streetlights that were left remaining needed to be done with LEDs. So ultimately, we have got 294 replacement lights. Some will include columns, some will just be the lights. We've also put into the scheme some decorative lighting to match the lower promenade on the upper promenade. And we've got a little bit of festoon lighting as well that will stretch out from the lower prom along towards the cozy nook. So part of this incentive, this scheme, we were very keen to continue with our biosphere and incorporate the dark sky scheme. So we've actually now, every light when this project is complete will conform and will be dark sky compliant, which, I mean, we think that's great. But there's another bonus to that. Because every light will be LED, it will actually mean that the project, although we've taken it's a capital scheme, it will be actually become cost neutral. So the cost that we're saving from the LED bulbs will obviously offset the cost of the petition that we've put to Treasury. So I think from a ratepayer's point of view, it's really good. From a biosphere point of view, it's really good. And yeah, I'm just really proud to be part of a very forward-thinking, forward-acting board in Port Erin.
How much is it going to cost the ratepayers and what kind of impact will they see?
So obviously we budgeted for this last year and like I say, it will become cost neutral. So we've borrowed £215,000 and that will be taken in one chunk. That's over 15 years repayment. But again, actually over the 15 years, it will not provide a burden to the ratepayer.